Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the third week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Better Than Others.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Who are the people we might see Jesus speaking this to today? When have we listened to ourselves more than God? More than others, building ourselves up because we knew better because of who we are. We followed the rules of our faith to earn God's love, not because we loved God. Our God is a God of surprises. In one parish I ministered, it seemed that every staff meeting had talk of the immigrants there. I was inwardly steamed at this until I met them and heard their horrific stories of violent escape, or until I saw the poor share even the little they receive from the food pantry with their neighbors. I think my neighbor likes this. Would you put that in my box? How can we see ourselves as better than others? The Pharisees measured their worth by how they not only followed the law, but went beyond it. They told God how to prove their self-worth in prayer. A cartoon I saw the other day asked a genie to change the person to be worthy of love. They did. And the person said, I don't feel any different. And the genie looked at them with arms folded. We are all worthy of love. The tax collector, the public sinner, ask God's mercy. This Lent, can we recognize the many times we need forgiveness and to offer that to others? Today, can we offer our love to those whose despair makes them feel unlovable? Can we see their needs and reach out to them in love and with gladness?